It's the Sideline View, and cricket is returning to the Upper Hunter, which is fantastic news for those of us that love to get out in the whites. Joining us to have a chat about it today is the Upper Hunter District Cricket Association President, Tim Johnson. Tim, you must be thrilled, mate.
Yeah, mate, super excited. Can't wait to get out there. Really can't come soon enough.
Mates, there must have been some worrying times with the lockdown. The possibility is that a season could have been lost. So a little bit later than what you would have preferred, but at least still getting out there.
Yeah, mate, look, it was unprecedented, uncharted waters. It was pretty tough on the clubs and the committee. We're all a little bit gun-shy, just making sure we wanted to do the right thing. But still, community sport is such an important part of the social fabric in a small region like ours. And so we've got a responsibility to the community in terms of, public health, but also, responsibility to sort of keep that keep the dream alive, right? Keep cricket going and give people something to do on their weekends.
Absolutely. Are there any changes regarding COVID regulations that might affect the game?
It's pretty standard, mate. Signing in, each ground will have QR codes. Each team will have their COVID safety officer. So, pretty similar to what we're experiencing all around the place. Nothing too startling. I think one of the things we did decide to start the season as soon as we possibly could, which does mean that some people can't participate if they're not fully vaxxed, and that was quite a contentious issue, but I think it was the majority of clubs were able to declare that they would be able to field sides. We've had a couple of teams drop out, so Muswellbrook South won't be participating this year.
Really?
That's right. So Brook Blue and Brook Silver are still in. Obviously, Brook Silver, the boys from Brook Silver, coming off the win in A Reserve last year.
Yep.
They're keen to back it up this year. And also Bunnan, a bit of an end of an era there, with Bunnan unable to field a team this year. So it'll be interesting to see where some of those boys wind up. I know there's some really keen cricketers there. I know Shane Davis is heading up to Murrundi. I'm pretty excited to be playing for the guys up there. So we're down to nine teams in the comp, which means we still get a bye, and we decided to have three sort of double header 2020 rounds, so that we could get the full home and away season in, in that everyone plays each other twice.
So has it concertinaed things up so that it still finishes at the same time each year?
Yeah, that's right. And look, that goes back to the user groups with the Bill Rose Sporting Complex. Obviously, around Easter time, cricket hands over to hockey for the winter.
Yeah.
Winter season. So we are. It's a very clear line in the sand as to how much room we've got in our season. I would say, mate, I've got to call out. I've really got to call out Gavin Newton-Smith, our secretary, who has worked really, really hard on the draw. It's not an easy thing, especially when we've got. We can do a randomised draw, but it's really difficult to work in the special requests for certain clubs. Certain clubs want to buy this weekend because there's a wedding, or next weekend because they've got someone's 50th on or something like that. So
yep.
It makes it, and once you try and move one game, it upsets the whole round.
It's like a house of cards.
Oh, mate, it is. And so Gav has worked really, really hard over the last couple of weeks to get that done quickly. And he's got his real job to do as well.
Yeah.
I would absolutely like to acknowledge the work that Gav's done to get us up and running.
Tim, you looking forward to getting out on the field for the Beltrees Bush Rangers yourself?
Mate, I am. I am. I'll be there, hopefully nudging a few around. mate, I don't hit them hard enough to bring the crowds back. but mate, I still love my cricket and really looking forward to it. And mate, there's no better place to play cricket in the country than Beltree's. It's just such a beautiful ground, and we're really privileged to be able to play there.
I quite agree, having gone up there a few times on behalf of Brook Blue and come back with my tail between my legs, but nonetheless, it was a wonderful place to go, and everybody up there, it's a real country cricket ground. It really is.
100%, mate. And you know, again, a plug for the White family as well, who welcome us each year and out at Beltree. It is a really special place. So, mate, yeah, can't wait to get out there this weekend. And we've drawn the first home game. So this weekend against Brook Silver. So we're looking forward to getting out against those guys. They're such a good bunch of young fellas.
They are, and coming off their victory last year, which I'm sure they're still partying about, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm sure the boys went really hard. I was so pleased for them to see their success last year. They're really good bunch of young fellas, and you know, that's what it's all about, getting out and having fun with your mates, and I think they really embodied the spirit of that.
Exactly right. So if you're looking for a game of cricket, the season has started for the Upper Hunter District Cricket Association. Go and have a word to your local team, because I'm sure they will, at some stage during the year, they're all going to be looking around for a couple of different players. So do your bit to be a part of it and play some cricket. Tim Johnson, thank you very much for joining us. We'll speak again during the season.
Right, absolute pleasure. And look, thanks for promoting cricket in our region. We really appreciate the support.